Yes. A little high kick action. You guys who are watching the video of this broadcast, you are watching Pete Mabee and co-hostess Butters reenact, was it the Frank Dukes and Chung Lee fight from Bloodsport.
And if you're not watching the video, you're severely missing out. And you should go to the YouTube page.
It was really action-packed. Yeah. Oh, you should.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
YouTube Papa's Basement. Look, she did a flawless plug.
It was good. And it's going to be great. I was thinking about that earlier. Just because I didn't say it out loud.
She laid a flawless
looking at me.
Egg plug, and you sat on it like a dumb eagle mother.
That was
who
your
took
job
in that poison
to take it.
That made the shells too thin, and you just mushed it. You just mushed it.
What is old Silent about? Spring.
There you go. She knows what I'm talking about. So, we are playing this because bad things happen in Brussels. I'm explaining this to my four-year-old listener at home.
Uh-huh.
Terrible things.
Tell me more, Papa.
Bad men did a bad thing, but good people are going to win.
A.K.A. this good person.
Frank Duke.
Frank effing Dukes.
Who may or may not be real.
He's fictitious, but Jean-Claude Van Damme is real.
He supposedly exists.
Oh, Frank Dukes,
you know,
founder
of
Duke's Rue. Yes. Yeah. It was all BS.
And Duke University.
Paid a guy to tell the story. But.
There were a bunch of receipts for trophies.
The Blue Devils.
We are playing the music from Bloodsport because Jean-Claude Van Damme is the muscles from Brussels. Those of you born around my time, not Butter's time.
No, certainly not.
Butters knows more about Lena Dunham than she does Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I do, but I got your Silent Spring reference,
do the
it's a wash.
You know what? I'll give you that.
Hey, the new season of Girls is actually really good.
Is it?
It sure is.
How far is it into the season?
4 or 5 eps.
So, too soon to tell.
Don't say that near my girl or I will have to watch it.
Okay, well, I don't
somehow
know
I've skirted that. Somehow I have skirted that. She's a huge...
Wait, is that the one where the she was getting a... She was taking the tonguing from behind?
No, that was season four.
No, that was the previous
one. That was season four.
Okay, I can dig that.
That was, what's his, Brian...
I was like,
yeah,
I don't
Brian
know how
Wilson.
To phrase
no,
this
not
on
Brian
the radio.
Wilson.
Brian Wilson's daughter.
Yes.
Getting...
No, the...
The
orange man who got in trouble about lying about helicopters.
You mean he didn't stop the Brussels terror attacks today?
No, he didn't.
Ooh, his Twitter timeline
I
has
mean,
some
he was
to.
On the ground, and he did a lot of stuff to help out.
Oh, we should just say Papa's Basement Show.
Yeah,
that's it. That's how you introduce it. I'm John Papa Giorgio.
And we're done here.
She's Butters. He's Pete Mabee.
Yeah.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter, in papasbasement.com. Now back to What's-Her-Face's bum.
Yeah.
On that guy. Marnie.
Let's. Yep.
Allison Williams?
Do you? Yeah, Allison Williams. Do you hate Allison Williams?
No.
Thank God.
I didn't look that up recently.
I don't really hate anyone
too
on
many,
the show.
Too many girls are like, I just hate Marnie.
Because she's pretty and tall?
I guess so.
Oh, is that her name, on the show?
You know what I say?
Lumpy.
God bless.
She isn't lumpy like the other ones.
Okay.
Marnie sounds lumpy.
What?
You don't like
Marnie's
what about,
a lumpy
what about
name.
Jess?
Jessa.
Whoops.
No, Jessa is a complete trap for a weak-minded man. She's one of those girls that would like, if you're dumb, you'll get sucked in. And then, like, a month later, be like, oh, why are you cross-dressing for this art gallery premiere? Well, Jessa wanted me to. She thought it'd be fun.
I'm pretty sure that is almost exactly a plot line from, like, 2 seasons ago.
I can almost guarantee it. That's,
yeah.
And
there
she
have been
would
some art galleries.
Warp your life, whereas Marnie's just pretty. And you know what?
Marnie's also a little bit evil. So my favorite is Shosh.
Shoshana.
You gotta love Shosh.
No.
She's hilarious.
I don't
remember
know.
That time she did crack?
I like anyone that bangs old creepy Ray.
I mean, who hasn't tried
it?
Oh,
yeah.
I love because old. They're all 20.
He's not even that old is the funny
well,
thing.
Well, he's 35.
Call,
was
but
it
they
a money
call
thing?
Him Old Man Ray, and
yeah.
He doesn't even look that old.
He's
like a regular aged man.
He runs through them all. And then they're like, oh, you boned Old Man Ray, too? And he's Greek. He's supposed to be Greek on the show, so I like that,
He
too.
Looks Greek. Yeah. Well, he has that
Greek,
swarthy
Jewish,
vibe.
Same junk. So... Yeah, the terrorist thing in Brussels. Back to that. Girls, Brussels, terror.
Yeah, girls got us in a trap there.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. No, there's not much to say. It's just the latest attack.
We
can't derail the show every time there's a bloody terrorist attack now.
No, that would be unpatriotic.
We'd never have a show.
That would be letting ISIS win.
But JCVD is going to rain justice down.
He is. And
that's 100% going to happen.
He is going to wail on the Bolo Young that is ISIS. You have awoken a dragon. Like ISIS today, they threw the pocket sand in JCVD's face, but yeah. he's going to use the Force without calling it the Force, so we don't get in legal trouble.
Whatever it is, I think it's the Karate Kid Foresight.
And then he's going to get the ref behind him, and he's going to wail on that dude.
The Force Sight.
And this is a bit of a jumble, but the Brussels thing, and I'm not trying to downplay it, but it was the second biggest act of terrorism today.
And what was the first?
What was the first?
What was the first?
The first, what? And I'm glad you asked.
Was the first?
Was a man named Alfred Morris.
Oh.
I had a feeling that you might have some thoughts on the matter.
To join the Dallas Cowboys. I do. And
let's
talk
about
it. I had forgotten about that till just now.
Yep.
I had pushed it out of my head. I was like, this is it.
You suppressed it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because it's just that shocking.
Yeah, because I burned my jerseys.
You suppressed it, and then
and
it's like 20
out because
years
I didn't
later.
Open the door. There was
you
fumes.
You see a train going into a tunnel, and you go, "My babysitter raped me." That it escaped, and that's exactly what happened today. I said Alfred Morris, and it all came crashing back on you like the end of Memento.
It hurt.
So
did you not hear a response? That hurt.
He's crying. He's weeping right now.
Yeah.
I'm
my frontal lobe.
I'm sorry that
absolutely destroyed
that your little baby behind was used like that train tunnel. We're gonna get that bad man, just like we'll get the ISIS guys. And
oh boy,
you know it's domestic terrorism on the domicile of his bung. So Alfred Morris, drafted by Mike Shanahan for the Washington Redskins 4 years ago, I believe a sixth round draft pick, and Robert Griffin III was like the sexy pick that year. But this sixth round running back also had an insane year, and he was lovable. He was humble as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He drove a beater that, like, I don't even think it could get insured or it could pass inspection anymore. It was like that level of crap. And there was a press conference he did one time where he's like, "Y'all, this is great, but I really have to leave. Chick-fil-A's breakfast is about to wrap up." And
no way.
Oh yeah, it's
that's so
one
awesome.
Of his great moments.
Didn't he also do Eastern Motors commercials?
He very much did.
Yeah. Yes. See,
you know, Robert thought he was too good for him.
Robert can just f off.
Did he really?
And shove a cactus up
I bet
his
he
nostril.
Did.
What?
I bet he did think he was too good.
No
for
one
him.
Is too good.
Are you kidding?
Nobody in this area is
Robert,
too good for an Eastern Motors.
Eastern
commercial.
Motors means you've made it.
I will scream into this mic.
Robert was doing Subway. You think he's going to lower himself to Eastern Motors, which still has the best commercials out there?
It's
please
still
tell me.
Good.
There's
good
two
jobs, your credit.
There's two types.
At Eastern Motors.
Oh, now I have to punch it up.
No jobs, your credit.
Yeah, no, so he did Subway, which ended up being fronted by a huge pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
And Alfred is doing
good pick,
who
dude.
Was fine, I might say, until Robert advertised. We can't
right?
prove that he was a pedophile before RG3.
Right?
I'm not sure how that
maybe a little bit tempting
RG3 works out. But,
there you go. You heard it.
He's ruined two franchises.
Good job, your credit.
Clinton Portis, Lav Coles, LeVar Arrington. Oh
Center
my
trucks,
God.
Cars,
oh,
SUVs.
LeVar.
Are you listening, man?
All right. I'll bring it back up for you.
Can you tell I was a latchkey kid?
A little bit. That and your general emotional detachment.
No, yep.
Alfred Morris captured hearts, man. Like RG3, it was like the prize racehorse and then the funny little goat that makes the racehorse happy.
The Black Phillip,
he was,
if you will.
Yes.
Little Sebastian.
Yeah, there you go. Little S. And he was just a great story because you're like, well, we flushed all those first round picks, but he's playing like a first-round pick.
It
I guess
is.
That compensates for some of it. And after RG3's first year, I guess his second year he's doing well, and then he kind of fell off. He hasn't really worked under, Gruden's offense, and like...
Yeah,
he,
like Putin's.
Oh, yeah.
Got
that's
him.
Some wordplay.
Yeah.
And so 4 years after he comes into this town, we all love him. He was the underdog.
He's a workhorse. He does the MFing thing.
It was,
absolutely.
I cannot tell you the whole year, if you're a Redskins fan, the story was just watching him get the ball and get no yards. And not you didn't even care about the course of the game. You were just like, dude, this is your contract year. Please get enough to justify them signing you. Please, I don't want to see you go. I love you. And he leaves. And the difference between him leaving and RG3 leaving, a lot of people are like, I want to see RG3 succeed elsewhere. I'm like, I really don't care. RG3 is something of a...
Couldn't care less.
Something of an ass. Yeah.
He's also probably
done
not
it here,
going
buddy.
To succeed elsewhere.
No.
No, good luck.
You do not let a guy that cost you that much walk unless you are really like, that is a rusty old skeleton ship of a body on him. Like, you know, you can fart on those sails and they will...
And a piss-poor attitude.
Yeah, puff like a dandelion in the wind. And that too. I guess he's said all the right things lately where he's like, hey, thanks for the time here, but you all know deep down in your heart of hearts, you know, he's like,
I didn't give you anything.
I want
I'm
to
sorry.
Burn this stadium down. I
my
want to come
thing,
back and
yeah.
shame you guys.
My biggest thing was when he said he was the best quarterback in the league and he like hadn't been played all season.
What's
and
there
he
to prove that?
Have,
yeah.
There, no,
Who
that's
says
just
that?
The most ridiculous thing to
that's
say.
Trump talk.
Why would you bring that ire upon yourself?
What? It is.
It is. No, you're right.
Sorry about the pause. I had to conjure up that
oh,
little
it's
dumpling.
It's fine when you do it.
That's the new Vine.
You can burp off air, but you know what? You're never going to get a husband.
You keep saying that.
I just want to make sure.
I'm going to make you the maid of
barefoot,
honor at our wedding.
That you're barefoot
and
pregnant
make
you in the kitchen.
Apologize publicly right after our vows.
Is it going to be like
a
Kobayashi?
In burps.
Who, is that the
know.
Only guy that burps more than you? Like someone who
Who's
wins?
Kobayashi.
The dude that
what?
Owned the Nathan's hot dog eating contest for like a
oh.
decade.
Yeah. Until Joey Chestnut.
That's true. So it could be a love triangle thing.
Maybe.
Ooh.
I don't know.
And then like Kobayashi comes over to Joey's apartment and they're talking and he's got you in the closet and suddenly he hears. He's like, oh my God,
is
Butters.
That lovely woman.
Where is she,
Please.
You bastard?
Why
Reveal
is she
her.
Hanging out in the closet?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing.
That's custom.
I want my husband to last a relatively long time, and if you're piping Nathan's down your throat 24/7, you're probably not going to have a long life.
That's true. Your ass.
It remains to be seen.
Your ass and colon have the lifespan of RG3's ACLs.
Heyo. And we're back.
So, yeah, RG3 can go anywhere. Like, if he went in the division, I would actively hope he falls apart. If he goes elsewhere, like if he's a Jet, I'm like, I'll watch with some curiosity. Morris goes to the Cowboys.
Unbelievable.
It's...
There are words.
I can't. I'm trying to think of a movie example. I guess it's like losing your girl to Biff.
I guess, yeah.
Biff Tannen.
Like you actually let him take advantage of your mom?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe
and then
that
you disappear
kind of situation.
In the picture.
That's kind of what it feels like.
And that's how you can tell, though, that I love him because I'm wishing for 14 great games a year for that guy. Still don't want Dallas to make the postseason, but I want him to get some moolah. And the contract, by the way, is kind of crap. If you're going to play NFL, don't be a running back. It sucks.
And you get used up right quick.
Oh, my
oh, yeah.
God. You're,
I mean, your expectancy is
running backs and porn stars. It's about the same, man.
Come out running and don't stop because your next team.
Oh, yeah, your first.
You're probably not going to be that. Yeah, if you're not killing it on your first team, good luck.
Your first year, you pretty much replace the words yardage with semen. And it's porn star
I was
going to
say, especially with porn. Yeah, if you're not coming out swinging, it's nothing.
Well, here's my question. Do we know how much money they offered him? Because that doesn't seem like something he would do.
I'm not sure they offered. I could
well, what
be,
the hell?
I could be wrong, but I think they kind of were like, hey, you know, it's not you, it's us, but leave.
The Skins were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm fairly sure he wasn't offered. Oh, you're asking how much he gets in Dallas?
Yeah.
He's something like a base 3.5 mil this year.
Okay, I didn't know the deets on the sitch. If you will.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Dallas was like buying him away from DC. I didn't know that he just wasn't renewed here. That's my word. That is mismanagement.
I could be very, very wrong on that. I do not think he received
an offer
from the team. He's great. He's like you said, he's little Sebastian. He's like our little mascot.
Really is.
And he leaves and the entire town is sad.
He's like our Danny Woodhead.
There you go. Yeah. Except, you know.
Not quite that little.
Yeah. And black. That part
okay.
too.
Well, you know, I don't see color or gender.
No, you do not.
All right. All right. Well, we had an outline. We're going to do the outline thing. Feel we've done justice to Alfred. I would have played It's So Hard
not
to Say
Goodbye.
Not that
we owed him anything.
My boys
no.
Tonight.
He didn't do any justice
we
to
all
us.
Did, dude.
All
right. We all
sure
did.
We did. But at this point, I'm still mad.
We still got Kerrigan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We still have Kerrigan and his weird little boy's head on a man's body thing.
His little boy head with his little boy glasses.
He looks like an so elf cute. Yourself thing. If it was like put your head on an NFLer's body and it's like a sixth grader, like, look at me, Mom.
He's precious.
I'm not saying he couldn't punch right through me like the Terminator, but if we had a facial hair contest, I think I win. I do not think that guy, he looks like the type who would have to shave his pubes and then take some rubber cement and give himself like a Santa beard that way.
That's yeah. disgusting.
I don't, what, you never bought liquor before you're 21?
What?
There are other
I
ways, John. There are other ways.
I did not have to tape pubes onto my face in order to buy alcohol.
I used a Hawaiian
underage.
ID because... Because you
watched
Superbad
and you're just pretending that's your life?
No, I really did have one. And I didn't, I mean, because I was older than those guys were when that movie came out. But I really didn't have one, but I had less facial hair. And face it, Hawaiian dudes have less facial hair.
You know what my friends and I did?
Here's the catch. You're not
we
Polynesian.
We stole wine from the Harris
I know, I'm not, but I got away with it.
We called it teetering.
They really don't care.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Stole wine?
Yeah.
How'd you steal it?
Amongst other things. This hair teeter has an elevator. We would go up. We would have a cart full of things. We would hide the wine inside of a box of some sort that we would purchase without them knowing there was wine in it. And we would do that little switcheroo before we got back in the elevator because there were cameras in there.
Yes.
We also had
legal
siblings purchase alcohol for us.
Oh, well, that's not stealing it.
Yeah, no. But no, we would teeter.
I had friends that would take beer and put them into soda can 12 packs.
Yep.
And then we would just literally purchase them.
You guys are heathens. What's wrong with just stealing from
What's wrong with just pasting pubes on your face?
What's wrong with making alcoholic
Maybe I didn't
friends?
Want to go that far.
You know what? You find your friends who have alcoholic parents and you steal from them.
Oh, yeah.
That's America.
Well, that's definitely a part of it. But if you're going to try and do it more, I mean, and hey, misters only work some of the times. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I just like
the hey, mister?
I know how hey, mister works. Hey, mister, buy me this.
Exactly.
And then he steals
your
money.
Or the Wahoos?
I don't know Wahoos.
The UVA football team?
No, that's where you go up, you know, and they're like, oh, can I see your ID? And this only works really at like a gas station where you are very close to the door. And you're like, all right, I've got these $20 bills here. And you slam it on the table. You give them the money and you just yell, Wahoo, and then run the F out. Most of them do not care because they have money in hand.
Hmm.
You know, I thought there'd be more to that strategy, but okay.
There really isn't, but
so
think
you could
about
really
it.
Just
you got money
name
in
that
hand.
After any word that you yell before you run off.
Woohoo!
Oh, okay.
Does that not make sense now?
It does,
that
but that's a woohoo, not a wahoo.
Rutabaga!
What's my my favorite chocolate drink? Yeehoo.
Yeehoo.
I'm really big on Yeehoo.
I thought that was Yahoo.
It's Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
There you go. See what I'm trying to say, Pete?
Oh,
no.
Dear.
You talked wrong. That's how you say,
say
it right. You called it a Wahoo.
Woohoo.
That's not Wahoo. That's
well,
woo-hoo.
When you
That's...
say it slow, it's Wahoo.
No.
Woohoo.
Wahoo.
Woohoo.
You talked wrong. Get out of here.
It's W-O-O-H-O-O, just like sex in any Sims game.
Whoa.
No. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sex,
well, I never did
segue.
It.
You're welcome, unintentional.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also were talking about cameras a couple seconds ago, and I was like, maybe we're gonna do that. Hulk Hogan.
This is our sex tape.
Awarded,
brother. That's all I got.
Lawless impression.
Just scream, brother.
I feel my Macho Man and my Hulk Hogan pretty much morph into the same thing.
Just gruff voice, brother.
He got awarded $25 million by a jury for, was it the Gawker sex tape?
Yep, okay. Gawker.
What was it originally posed
Which left
at?
Me gawking at the situation.
Oh, God. Go take a walk. 5 minutes, cool down. Realize what you did and come back.
Wasn't it originally, it wasn't settled at, but they had talked about giving like, what, one?
$125 million.
125 of it, so now it wasn't 150?
Quite a bit.
I think it was 125.
Still, it doesn't matter. Anything over... A mil is insane.
Is it? Is it
a mill? Yeah.
For what exactly?
You could give me a mill.
He didn't
for mine.
Want people seeing it. Guys? Is that what it is?
Well, the story was he was bawling out Bubba the Love Sponge,
which we brought this up on earlier episodes.
Yeah, how
who
can you not talk
Bubba
about
the
it?
Bubba the Love Sponge.
We could analyze this like this is a Pruder film.
Who is
Bubba
it?
The Love Sponge was a shock jock who had some sort of national show. I guess he was syndicated, and I know for a time he was picked up on Stern's network. And it was probably commanding a salary of like a mil a year.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Stern was getting, I think, 80 to 100 a year
out of that studio,
and did not see fit to give Bubba one mil. So Bubba took a walk, and then Stern had to be like, "Yeah, I really fought for you, dude. Really fought for
I'm
you."
I'm sure.
He
so
fought.
I
he
invented
fought,
Bubba.
Yeah, the same way that Bruce Allen fought for Alfred Morris.
So Hulk Hogan is gay?
But I think,
or at least bi?
But hold on. No, I think we need to finish the sentence. Yeah, because I was going to finish what John was saying where he got stopped, which you said he was plowing Bubba's... And then I think that's where he ended up
did I say
stopping.
Bubba the Love Sponge?
You did.
Yeah.
Well, there's supposed to be an apostrophe S and then wife.
Quite sensationalized.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was doing Bubba's wife, I believe with Bubba's consent, so that's how they get down in the Bubba household, and Bubba filmed it.
Okay.
And, you know.
That is...
Is that the creepy part, or is it when you know he watched it 30 to 50 times to get off?
I don't think it's creepy.
That's not creepy.
People are gonna do... Sexuality is complex. It's weird sometimes. If everyone was okay with it, then whatever.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm fine if they were okay with it.
Yeah.
Well, if they're okay.
As long as you give your approval, Pete, then.
Hey, I mean, you gave your approval.
I think that made them happier.
Yeah.
I am going to put this out there. That is something once in a while, if you're not with my current partner, she's a little vanilla. But once in a while, I've been like, huh, would I enjoy that? Would I enjoy viewing sex in front of me involving someone I know? And I think, like, the idea isn't the worst. I'll be honest. To me, it isn't. When the reality hits and there's just some dude.
When you're in that room.
Yeah. There's a dude funking up your room and sweating on your sheets. And, like, you could not be more peripheral.
Cannot be your room.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. You would have to set up like a Dexter room for it.
Yeah.
It would have to be plastic on every surface.
That's like the same place somebody blew their head off.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not the same. You're like, well, somebody watched their wife get plowed in this room.
Yeah.
So that's why the price is a little bit lower.
Exactly, because you will see a ghost here.
That,
the ghost
this,
of my dead
man
pride.
This lost his S.
Well, what if it's not a guy?
What, oh, like a girl who's into
then absolutely
watching.
Absolutely welcome.
I believe the term is a cuck queen.
Jake.
A girl who wants to watch her
instead
man
of a
with
cuckold?
Other. Yes, she's a cuck queen. I prefer to call her a
come
saint.
Up with a real
she's
name.
A cuck
yeah.
queen. I wish I actually knew the words, so that was a little more seamless, but here we are nonetheless.
I prefer to call her Times Person of the Year. But yeah, that fetish apparently can swing both ways and theory. I think it's
not
more,
according to my internet searches.
Yeah, according to the internet searches, it's just guys who want to.
You know how hard it is to find that?
Yeah, and it's weird because the guys into that have to believe that their chick is so insatiable that she had to go out and get other dong. But any woman who's into that lifestyle is just like, yeah, my husband for about 5 to 7 years articulated this is what he wanted to happen, and finally it happened, and I like my house.
I'll keep it.
That's how cuckolding works on the women's end. Or it's just like, I guess, if that's how
this
it gets
This is easy
down.
Enough.
Didn't really picture this on my wedding night, but life is a series of compromises. So Bubba got down watching his dude friend rail out his wife and then filmed it. And then Bubba had a disgruntled employee.
Mm-hmm.
Who took the tape and then sold that to Gawker for a couple of ducats.
Disgruntled the employee. How does this person find that sex tape? How did we ever find out how this makes it into the real world?
Well, I think he rented a VHS copy of the Lego movie and went to put it in the player, and he had to hit eject, and then he saw a tape labeled.
More like ejacked.
Bubba's Super Secret Fun Time. And he's like, well, that sounds fun. And he popped it in and found out. No, I don't know. I picture
and
like a wall
accidentally
safe.
Accidentally sent a tape to Gawker when he meant to send another tape via road trip.
If you honestly want to know what I think, like this is what goes on in my stupid watch too much Scooby-Doo brain. Like there was a moose head on the wall and he pushes it to the side and there's a wall safe underneath it. And he goes 36, 24, 36. And it opens and he just says, like literally, and I do not picture a USB drive. I don't picture a DVD.
I want him to blow dust off it first.
Oh, like an actual 8mm tape. Yeah.
And the reason he knew to pull on the moose head was because it was colored a little differently than the surrounding animation.
He can see a handprint on it. Yeah. And it literally just says, written on a piece of tape, Bubba's wife banged by the Hulkster.
Is Hulk Brother. Married?
Hulk, I don't know if he was at the time. I know he went through a really messy divorce. Like, he got cleaned out.
Oh, that was ugly.
He had the, like, older, well, not older, about his age, blonde wife who looked like a hot dog in a wig.
His ex-wife.
Like, tanned a little bit.
Yeah, sob story for him. Yeah, his ex-wife ended up taking it from his son's
his
friend.
Son's friend was just banging the mom on the Hulkster's boat, as I recall.
Not so good.
That's a humiliation.
What a
yeah, that's not
drama.
So good for the Hulkster.
No, because we all know this, and Butters, as a feminist, you can agree.
Mm-hmm.
When an older guy has sex with a younger girl, that's just awesome. That's him getting his. But a older woman having sex with a younger guy, she's just being a spiteful bitch, and the boat should have sunk with both of them.
Yeah, that's exactly how that math works out.
See, man? See?
You're right.
Seaman? You keep alluding to
people say
juice.
I'm not a
it's
feminist.
So hard to follow those assumptions.
So
was it deserved?
I'm just weirded out that you guys don't think your
it was
sex,
totally wrong of her.
Do you think it should work on a sliding scale where depending on A, how attractive your partner was, and B, how big your appendage looked in the film? Because like if a sex
if
tape
leaked
of me, and it's like,
and I'm looking damn good.
That was me. That was all apparently according to the tape, 8.5 inches of me. And yes, Zoe Saldana and Kate Upton, they were fighting for a piece, and I just wound up satisfying them both multiple
times. And they took turns filming
while Jennifer Lawrence filmed. Yeah.
Yeah. While she filmed,
she cleaned up.
And then
she
would look down and she'd be like, "That's what I'm doing over here."
Yeah. Look.
Yeah.
I'm so
thrilled to be here right now during this special moment of you guys just articulating aloud what your weird sexual fantasies are.
All right, you're going with the sliding
unbelievably unrealistic. So but please go ahead.
All right, you're going with the sliding scale.
And we're
scale.
All doing it on the back of Falcor.
You've already set the precedent for normal.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if this was Continue. To be like good and like beyond belief, it would... See, if that were the tape leaked, then yeah, I think any jury would just be like, we're going to award you -$20,000 because we know someone has a life that cool and we don't have it.
You have to give everyone in this room a high five.
Yeah, or at least let's smell under your cuticles. What? No. Oh, Butters, why'd you make me say that telepathically?
Not yet.
Why are you scratching them?
They just smell like happiness. That case I wouldn't care, but if it was the average sex tape where, let's be honest, it looks like a bear is attacking a woman. It looks like The Revenant pretty much. And without really good angles, I'm not going to look like I'm packing.
If you're filming it yourself, good luck with angles.
Oh, my. If you watch anything I've ever filmed, it'd be like, wait, back up. And that
fish
you just
eye.
Hear that. And it'd just be a very unsatisfied, bored-looking woman being like, can we just finish? Stop acting like you got more than 8 seconds in.
Don't forget the fisheye.
That's true, too. Like an old Hype Williams video.
Oh, yeah.
Just a big fisheye right on the head.
Like a skate video.
There's a building in Fairfax I was going to reference, and no one anywhere else knows it. It's a building that looks like a triangle just buried in a ground. Like, the bottom floor is maybe 6 feet in diameter. And then the top is 4 football fields next
that
to each other.
That sounds like a pretty stupid building.
I was going to reference that. It's actually next to where you work. And I was going to say that is how your penis would look.
I've never even seen
under
it.
Under a fisheye lens. It's right off
20. Oh, yeah. That's awesome, though.
I guess. It wouldn't really look realistic. So
no, it doesn't. And it never does.
If it's a non-flattering, if it's a non-flattering sex video, like Butters, imagine you're with a partner and you haven't groomed, let's say, and you burp.
Because it's winter and I need, you know, insulation.
That's true. And you burp as you're wont to do.
Multiple parts of me burp.
Yeah, no.
This tape's off to a good start.
So you wouldn't want that out there.
All kinds of gaseous.
If it got out there, you'd want a couple bucks.
Okay.
Especially if it was leaked and publicized on a massive scale. We're kind of forgetting the big part. This isn't just like the plot of a sitcom where your VHS sex tape is returned to the video store. This is like a site is putting it out there. A site is putting a team behind this article and this video to publicize it. Like
gajillions like and gajillions of viewers.
Okay, but like why is Gawker the one being penalized or penalized? Because they're the ones that... Whereas it should be the disgruntled employee who stole the property.
That is a thought.
Yeah, I mean, not that they can probably pay millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, but also Gawker, because they should be like, they should have the, they know, well, one, they, I know they want to put out material like that, but they should have some sort of, they should know exactly what they're doing. And
I think you get punished at both steps. It's like saying, why am I in trouble for buying all the stolen cocaine? Well,
why am I in trouble?
Why did that guy sell it to me?
Check out a really cool Captain America shield.
That's inside, but I get it.
Don't go for it, kids.
We're going to have to take a picture of that afterwards. So what was it?
holding it.
You guys got in trouble in the studio for screwing around with a Captain America shield.
There was a cool looking Captain America shield that Pete pointed out, and I went to investigate. And all of a sudden, we had a very mean lady ask us, is there anything I can help you with? But like in
where'd you get this cool effing shield? Because I want one.
In a tone that implied that she was about to physically hurt us.
To my core.
And I didn't do a good impression.
I just said, the shield.
It's like, teacher's mad again.
The shield.
You need to talk like someone who's screaming at their dog. That's how you do that. Imagine your dog, Wonder.
I don't ever scream at my dog.
Wonder Twink? What's his name?
He's an angel. His name is Charlie.
Wonder Twink.
Okay, Wonder Twink. Yeah.
He does like to be mounted by other dogs at the dog park, so who knows?
Oh, Charlie, Charlie's sexuality is on a spectrum.
Well, he's been fixed, so honestly, it's a great big mystery to me.
Huh. Like mounted and penetrated, or just mounted like they're giving a bear hug?
No, just mounted. Just he likes to be the sub. I've seen him back it all
Go.
Up.
Go. Fetch that for me.
Wow. Poor Charlie.
No, he likes it.
Yeah.
Not poor
hey,
Charlie.
Hey, that's what he's into.
Yeah.
Right? We're not judging.
Not at all.
This is a non-judgmental podcast.
I think it's
podcast.
Really funny to watch. Yep.
I don't know, man.
We are as
never
Christ-like
passed judgment
as
upon
I feel
anyone.
Like you mangled him, and that's all he can do now.
He was not mangled. It is to prevent him from creating a bunch of other dogs in the world that will never find homes and will be put down senselessly.
And you're saying like he's into it, but that's like saying Tom Cruise, Ron Kovacs in the 4th of July is into being in his crippy chair and like having a Mexican prostitute just diddle his bag while he's got a big pee bag.
That sounds awful.
I'll keep saying him. You don't remember Born on the 4th of July?
No.
That was his first serious role. God,
I probably wasn't alive back then.
That's how he became an actor instead of just a pair of sexy tight buns and whiteies.
I thought it was the one where he slid across the floor in his socks.
No, that was like Risky Business, but that's how he got big. But then it's like, I'm not just a pretty face. I can play a cripple.
Kay.
I think that's the word, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, I can play a crippy too. And then there's like a scene where he's in this Mexican whorehouse and he's just got his, you know, his little urethra bag. That's the term for that. And he's, you know, she's like reaching down
Velocity.
And he's like, no, that's the other end. I said urethra, not butt urethra.
Ah.
Okay. And, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't watch the movie.
You know, Consuelo reaches down and I guess like touches his pee tube and he's all like, meh. And then the next day he
I would be all meh too if
someone
he'd be
was like, what
touching
am I...
my pee
Excuse
tube.
Me. What am I paying for?
A little pee play.
I thought you were going to touch. You know what? Okay, whatever. Touch the bag.
A little tube jobbing. A little pee play.
Yeah, you want to start on the bag? That's fine.
And if I recall, because I haven't seen this movie in easily 20 years, like the next day he's all like, I'm a new man, I'm in love, you know, like licking his fingertips, wiping his eyebrows, putting on his best
bow tie. You know
how
you do.
Yeah, and then he rolls up to the whorehouse, and of course she's like waving goodbye to the entire like 15th or whatever. And just being like, oh, you brave servicemen, goodbye. And he's like, oh, you're not just in love with me.
Like, well, that sounds like he's also stupid.
Why? Because he served this country and gave his body? Get the hell off my show now.
I don't know what
she
happened.
Was leaving?
What?
I don't
understand.
You're
saying she was leaving?
So he was born on the 4th of July, which implies patriotism, and he was in the army because he was born on the 4th of July?
I don't think that's automatic. He got drafted at some
okay,
point.
That's not
no,
a
if you're born on the
4th books,
of July, yeah. you have to join the army.
My point is, you shot your dog Wonder Twink through the spine, and you reduced him to getting his tube touched by Mexican dog prostitutes.
Okay, sure. That's one interpretation.
Poor Wonder Twink. poor WT.
Poor Hulkster.
He yeah. seeks it out.
He basically got the same stuff. He
it
got was... the same shaft. Now he's finally getting paid for it.
Yeah, Hulk is getting 25 mil. Which...
I'm glad he's getting his money.
Why is Hulk the one getting paid? Shouldn't it be Bubba? Sponge?
Really?
Bubba got all that
Bubba
hours of enjoyment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, then
Bubba
what,
was paid in
what
viewing
does
pleasure.
It really do to damage Hulk Hogan's career?
Oh.
Oh, the bang tape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there's
I think first
there's
of all,
a little special ending credits, too, in that tape that's
explain.
Put him out there.
I don't know that.
Wasn't it on the Bubba tape where he's talking about he was like, hey, how
oh,
about
like,
these N-words?
Oh, my
and you're
God.
Like, oh, Hulk.
If that's the same tape, then
I
he
think
deserves
it's the same tape,
125
right?
mil.
Oh.
Well, yeah, who doesn't finish inside a woman and then start spewing race hate? I mean.
That's when you feel at your most comfortable. You're just
yeah.
I,
comfortable.
There's nothing I like right after a good BJ. Than bitching about the men who took my job on the railroad with their stupid coolie hats. And how do they even eat with those sticks? But that's a story for... Oh, God, you really have to pee?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go pee.
I was just letting you guys know I didn't want to say anything. That's why I pointed to my crotch without being on the mic.
I wonder if he has a bag attached that he could just drain in here.
He, honest to God, pointed to his dick like a little kid.
Like, my wee wee hurts. It's too full.
He leaned back. Those were the exact words. He leaned back and pointed at his dick. You're either a 4-year-old having to piss or like a rapper with great game if you're making that move.
Look at my dick.
And Pete is a 4-year-old who has to piss.
So Pete the pisser.
We can talk about love.
The show.
We're moving on
or
from
the concept.
The show.
Because I don't know about the latter.
Which was the latter, the concept?
Yeah.
You've never been in love?
No. I was just making a joke, but you know, we can talk about the show. Before you actually get really sad.
Oh, you haven't been in love?
No.
Really? Has there been a boy that's broken your heart?
No.
This is fascinating. Like,
I've broken theirs.
I'm going to wait for Pete to come back to discuss this. I hope
well,
he
pees. Well, let's just chat about
quickly.
The show instead
sure.
before this gets way too real.
That is amazing. How he walks out for 5 seconds. What a dampening presence he is. He walks out for 5 seconds and you go, I've never been in love. And before that, you're just talking about your dog getting banged in the park.
He's not getting banged. He's getting mounted.
He's getting
There's
topped.
A huge difference.
He's getting topped.
What are some other secrets I can reveal to you before Pete gets back from his little adventure?
I was gonna be playful and be like, are you still a virgin? That's a yes? Oh my God.
You've asked me that before.
Oh, it's a no. I don't know. I don't want to say this on air. This is getting weird for me. God damn it. Let's
Anyways,
talk about
the show. Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, this is getting weird. Why are you making it weird? Okay,
with Pete Holmes.
We'll talk about the Netflix show Love, and that's how you talk. Oh, thank God you're back. Butters revealed she's never been in love, and I think she's a virgin.
Excuse me?
You leave for 5 seconds, and she's like...
I told all
Excuse
of my
Excuse me?
We talk about... I mentioned Love, referencing Judd Apatow's
Never been in
show.
It.
See?
Get the hell out.
Of course I have.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been married.
Exactly. Oh. Well, those don't go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's true.
she revealed she's never been in love, which to me, like, okay.
Means never having any more than seven?
Now, Pete, do you look
what?
Back? Oh, 7 inches.
Ah, I see.
So you've never, I want the whole history of Butter's romances now. Like,
it's really not that interesting.
When you were a kid, did you have crushes on people?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't call that love.
No, nor would I.
You get to high school / college. Was there ever someone like you had a crush on or that you dated where you actually liked them?
Crushes, but mostly not anyone who I thought was worth dating. I really have to think highly of someone.
To want to date.
Yeah.
So have you ever had an unrequited love? Like someone that you were so into, you would call it love even though they didn't reciprocate? Which...
No, because it was like a crush. I would call that an unrequited crush.
Okay.
Not an unrequited Netflix show.
So you've never dated anyone where you, at the time, and I mean, you can have the perspective of time and be like, oh, thank God I didn't wind up with them. But at the time, I really liked them. You've never...
That's every time.
You've never had that yet.
Nah.
Wow.
That is means this, I got no baggage.
Is this a millennial
That's
thing?
True.
Are you
no,
guys...
No.
Are you just all on the grinder?
I'm just a Puritan freak.
All on the grinder?
All on the grinder?
I'm definitely not. I will have zero success if I am on grinder.
I don't know. You could
do you know what grinder is, John?
My grinder profile did pretty well.
Yeah, it's where the people in the
bet.
Car pick you up, right?
Big eyes, strong jaw.
I know what grinder is.
It's what you
I've
use
had a
to
six pack. No.
Make your weed more smokable.
There you go. Oh God, my girlfriend actually does have one of those. I know exactly what you're talking
Who
about.
Who doesn't?
Of course, yeah.
Really?
Keith, baby.
Oh God, all you guys are such babies. I remember just finger shredding that stuff. Like
it's
I was
funny
putting chicken into a soup.
Keith, baby, losing. Could also be what Mick Jagger says about his bandmate. Keith, baby.
God.
Okay.
John.
You know, you've never been in
but
love,
you know,
but I think you
so
love
you
horrible
use,
jokes.
Do you use,
maybe that's what keeps driving them away.
So do you use Tinder?
No, although
would you
I am
use
going
it
to soon.
Soon?
I
See,
am.
You
Will
shouldn't
you
use it
in
New York. Like
in
your,
New York?
Your odds of syphilis go way up.
Why would you use well, it in New York, John?
I think you go to New
to
York.
To meet new people.
Yeah, everyone for some reason like
What are you
goes,
doing in New York?
I don't know. What am I doing in New York?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can jump to that. What?
It's like, she's in New York. And I'm like, no, we're literally in Fairfax.
All right. Well, I guess.
She would use that app in New York. I would use that app in New York. But
we're
going to
talk about
there.
The show Love, but there's not much to say about it other than it's another Judd Apatow production where he acts like what happened to him, where he married, was it Leslie Mann?
It sure was.
Who's a kind of cute blonde actress.
Yeah.
Kind of cute.
Well, okay. Give me
She's
this.
John!
Give me cute. This. In the 90s, when we hadn't invented people of color in movies yet,
right.
There were like the blonde bombshell types. And then they got so bored with that, they're like, what other blonde types can we cast? And then there were just what I'll call like skinny white bitch blondes. And there was like Anne Hesh and Leslie Mann. You know, like, it looked like a blonde girl you'd work with where you're like, oh, she has that cute little pretty angel face and she has the body of a boy, but I guess she has a nice face.
Your expectations for, like, beauty in Hollywood are just so funny to me because these are all incredibly attractive looking
In person,
people.
I'm sure they're rocking. Oh, are you kidding me? There's a movie with Anne Hache where she...
I don't know who that is.
She was Ellen's broad for a while before Portia de Rossi jumped on that mountain.
Developed some arrestment.
There.
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh, dear.
All right, Icarus.
Maybe it's good that I'm moving
Too
away.
Too close to the sun. And I just feel like there was this kind of like almost bird-like, like Sweet D bird face thing that they had going in the mid to late 90s.
Where in all the flashbacks
we
she
need
was an
more
ostrich.
Bird-looking chicks.
Yeah, and Leslie Mann was kind of part of that. Like and her and Anne, well, okay, sorry. Anne Hache does a movie where she has a ton of sex with Ashton Kutcher. That will keep you soft
Kutcher.
Forever. Kutcher? What are Kutcher? Mm. I don't know. Same, whatever. Go talk to your dog, Wonder Twink. So,
Charlie.
Does some great sex scenes with him. Good stuff. Great little body on her. It's just weird because it's it was more of like a petite thing. I don't know how to explain it other than they were rather than give a role to anyone remotely of color, it was like, let's explore every aspect of blonde white girl body.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with the fact that she is so out of Judd Apatow's league.
She's very out
and
of his league.
It's hilarious to me when average dudes are like, yeah, I mean, like, she's all right. And I'm like, yeah, she's all right. For,
I mean, as far as the looks department goes, yeah.
I don't think that's weird because you're talking in context. It's like saying Peyton Manning, what a piece of crap. Manning could throw a ball like 40 yards, you know, in 2 seconds. Like, he could do whatever.
Judd Apatow has also put in so much work that he's rubbed elbows with literally everyone in the industry.
Well, I'm like Leslie Mann,
That's going to make you attractive.
How rubbing elbows works, because you can't even feel it. Have you ever had someone lick your elbow?
Yes.
You can't feel it.
Does Wonder Twink do that too?
That's what it's called, being in love.
Oh, licking
when
elbows?
Somebody, yeah.
So what I'm tiptoeing, you said it. Like, just objectively speaking, in terms of looks, Judd Apatow looks like a homeless Israeli. Whereas, and not like a tanned, good-looking Israeli.
No.
Like the ones that even the Palestinians would be like, oh,
not when you put in your Time magazine.
That dude,
yeah.
He's had it rough. Like, if that's his life, you know what? Here's some money on me.
Spending a lot of time at the Wailing Wall, if you know what I mean.
Some Palestinian pesos. I'm sorry, buddy. So, he lands this Leslie Mann because, if I recall, he wrote Cable Guy or directed Cable Guy, and she was on it. And from what I gather, actresses are really just highly programmable, like, sex bots. Like, you can just, if you're in any sort of power, like, I cannot tell you how many directors have landed their leading lady.
You're not
afterward.
Wrong.
Yeah, you're
statistically.
You're just really in a position of power. They see you as creative, and then you just act like you're in a role where they should like you. And then they're just like, oh, I guess I'm pretending. And then they wake up and they're married with kids. And they're like, oh, this happened. So that's what I think happened
with
Judd Apatow.
I was acting.
Yeah, like, he was in a position of power. He's a talented guy. He's creative.
Yep.
And she just kind of fell for it, I guess. And his every movie since has just been typically Jewish. Not that I really have to point that out, but guys that look it.
Right, but in this situation, he's from Montana, and he just has a big nose, so it's fine.
He jokes about looking Jewier than any Jewish person,
mm-hmm.
but he's not. It's Paul Rust
in
Love.
Is he Jewish in real life?
I don't know. I think, okay, that's where Judd Apatow is so low on the creativity totem pole, where if one of his characters, in air
Jewish.
Quotes, is like, I'm not really Jewish. Like, I believe 100% the guy probably isn't. Like, he wouldn't be able to invent that. You know what I mean? Like, if he has a character that grew up a Catholic in Pittsburgh, he's getting a Catholic from Pittsburgh to play the role. Like, that's his level of reach. He's weird like that. Like, I guarantee you Gillian Jacobs or whatever is probably from New Jersey. Or no,
she's from Canada.
No, I'm sorry. Leslie Arfin or whatever. That's Ugh. The other crappy part about Love, if you haven't seen it, and I know this is just a rambling segment.
Also from Canada.
It's written by Paul Rust, who plays the dude in it.
Yep.
And who looks like hell and juggles not one but two very attractive blondes. And, like, kind of treats both poorly. Because we're in Judd Apatow's fantasy land where, you know, Mick Schnazenstein is just going through that Aryan, you know, plowing that Aryan field. And then... Sorry. Hey, you know what? I look Jewish except in the bank account, so I can say these things. I have all the bad parts.
And you don't have any of the guilt or the shame.
Yeah, I didn't do any of the bad stuff. I didn't commit deicide. That's the technical term. What?
Kill a god?
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's what the Romans, like, that was the whole anti-Semitic thing.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
Killed the
okay.
Son of God.
All right. I'm tracking with you.
Yeah. Like, every Jewish kid for, like, the last 2,000 years is like, ow, why'd you hit me? It's like, remember when you killed Jesus? No. Well, you did. And the co-writer is Paul Rust's wife, Leslie Arfin. And Leslie Arfin is Jewish, and she's, like, very Semitic looking. And I think it's really shady and lame that she didn't act the girl part, and instead they're like, let's cast a series of beautiful blondes. Like, to me, that she just, if, you know.
Maybe she didn't want to act in it.
Maybe she didn't, but I think that's cruddy, where it's like, hey, the We could have the goofy, kind of Semitic-looking dude. That's fine, because he can believably land the hot girl, but why would he want to get with the Jewish-looking girl? It's kind of religiousist. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Or it's just, you know, your typical Hollywood sexism and beauty standardism.
Oh, sure.
That's what I would call it.
That, too. But it's Apatow's joint. He could have put whoever he wanted in there.
He could have.
So, to me, it's kind of, you know, get Lena Dunham. Get someone quirky, more in Paul Rust's quote-unquote league. And I wrapped up the series, and it had a butt-awful ending. I watched it today.
And Catholic says at KDMCLN13187.
That's sarcasmic.
Is it? I
she changed
yeah.
it?
No, it's just
I guarantee you, high sarcasmic. No. I guarantee you, like, he really is like a Catholic guy from South Dakota or wherever the hell he was talking about. I can almost guarantee you. Like, Paul Rust's story is just that character. They're not that creative.
We should know that he's Catholic?
Well, we should know more about
him. Yeah, YouTube geeks know who he actually was.
He's got all those new no-nos.
That ugly son of a bitch from Love.
Don't stop or we'll die.
So it ends.
Take me out once in a while.
Like, was it Gillian Jacobs?
Yes.
She not only has sex with Paul Rust, and you can Google Paul Rust and be like,
awkward sex, no less.
Yeah, and be like, oof, God, how much of that paycheck did it run him? She not only has sex with him, she then cannot stop fighting to get back on this guy's hog. Like, all of episode 9 is just her pretty much breaking into his workplace.
But it's
and screaming about.
It's because of, like, all this other stuff. Like, he's, like, the only person who's ever treated her well, as evidenced by his foil, her ex-boyfriend, who looks like the dude from The Wire, who was the bad cop.
Herc?
Yeah.
Oh, he does look like a Down syndrome Herc.
He sure does.
Yeah. There's also the chubby guy from Mad Men. Like, they seemed like...
Oh, yeah.
And he seemed like an average person that she just cheated on a ton. So she's kind of a piece of crap herself.
No, she totally... I mean, obviously she is. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, crappy begets crappy. And so, you know, he's, like, a nice guy or whatever, and he tries, and then she treats him poorly because that's the only kind of relationship she knows, and then it's a vicious cycle.
I think what rubbed me the wrong way, it ends... near the end, she goes to an SLAA meeting, Sex, Love, Addicts, Anonymous.
Yes.
And it's like this, you can tell these are women, I don't think these are actresses. Like, it almost seems like they really are from a meeting of some sort.
Well, it wouldn't be anonymous anymore, would it?
No, they don't give their names.
They have their faces.
Yeah. It's
probably not actual real people.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'm a dupe like that. What can I say? And they go around, and it's all these girls telling stories of, like, how they are addicted to sex and love, and it's really compelling stuff, because I've dated, my wheelhouse, a lot of girls with borderline personality disorder. Like,
oh, BPD is my fave.
Oh, this could have been a circle of every girl I've ever put it in. Just intense relationships. He's the one. 2 weeks later, like, I don't want to stop to piss on this guy. And she gets in on it, and she's like, you know, I've just really been masking all of my hurts and all that by trying to find the one, and maybe I just need to be with myself. She says something to that effect, I believe, or at least it's conveyed. So the end of the show, and I'm not really spoiling anything, like Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole time. Sorry. Was she stalks
Thanks
Paul Rust one final time. And finds him at the 7-Eleven type place where they first met. And she's like, I'm sorry that I acted this way. I have a problem. And maybe, like, in a year, we can get together. And he grabs her and kisses her. And then she kind of, like, stares at him. And then it cuts to the love guitar riff. Of the, you know, the opening, which is the best part of the show.
It really is a great opening sequence.
Stupid little opening riff. It's worth it for the sequence.
Bow, 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 bow.
And you like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You like it because it, you like the ambiguity that it doesn't really imply that she fell off the wagon. But to me, it's like a person coming to terms with their alcoholism, and they finally go to AA. And then they go back to the bar where there'd been a bar fly. And they're like, guys, not really saying anything that makes me think they're sober, because they're like, maybe in a year after I've dried out, I can come back here and drink. And then someone's like, shut up, bitch, and pours tequila down her mouth.
Okay, well, you're presuming that the point of the ending was to be happy and feel good.
I think the
message is that these are two intensely damaged people and that they're just going to keep hurting each other and that her addictions are never going to get under control and everything is terrible.
First of all, I would 1,000% put that past Judd Apatow. Like, beyond 1,000%. He has never had an ending that wasn't less than just balls to the wall
happy.
But if
Paul Rust wrote it, maybe it's a little different.
Okay. It's just weird to glorify the Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous thing, and then they just rub their face.
I totally agree with you. Okay. I was a little taken aback. But
yeah.
I just got my fingers crossed that there is some kind of more legitimate meaning to the whole thing. And we only have to wait until season 2 to find out.
I didn't watch it. You two are dummies. That's all I got to say about that.
Why does it smell like latkes in here?
I smell food.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Jewish people so much?
You're right. What if that was the only way to summon latkes without cooking them, is you just talk about Jewish people
a lot?
You
say Beetlejuiceburg 3 times.
And we'd be smoking a
Bravo.
Lot.
Well, we have some news we need to spoil. Speaking of spoilers, this involves, I know that you're too young to understand anything about why this song is significant.
You keep trying to explain it to me, and I just am
It's
not
Working
able
Girl.
To
she goes to New York. Melanie Griffith.
And then
she was
she
a person.
Works.
Then she looked like a melted candle,
That's
but she was hot.
That's something I'm going to do soon.
All right.
In New York.
We've got Butters, but not for long.
As a working girl?
Yes. For one more show.
Because Butters is leaving us for New York to chase her dreams of working under Sigourney Weaver.
Yep.
And she is leaving Alec Baldwin to eventually
Opposite
land Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Yes. If I could be confusing things, I might be a little senile here. Was that also working girl?
I would rather end up with Alec Baldwin, given the choice, but...
Well,
whatever.
At the time...
You don't
time,
like his earrings?
His earrings?
His earrings.
Oh, the Harrison Ford earrings. Oh, God. Did he get them at the same place that Morgan Freeman got his? And I know this isn't politically correct, but the name of that store is Grandpa, You Look Gay.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's called Grandpa, You Look Gay, and it's where old men go to get their left ear pierced with a stud.
Huh.
And Morgan Freeman and Harrison Ford are its only customers.
Oh, I see. This is not real. I thought you were being serious.
No,
Grandpa. I thought there was actually
well,
a store
were,
called
you
Grandpa,
could charge
You Look
a
Gay.
You could charge them a lot.
You could. If they're your only two customers, you need a pretty high margin.
It's, yeah, like that film Beginners.
It's a
about
niche
that guy
market.
Who became gay when he was 80.
And
whatever.
He begins.
Yeah. So Butters is leaving to work in New York. And we are going to miss you, Butters.
Wahoo!
Because I feel like we gelled as a family.
I do, too.
Right here.
I'm going to miss you guys.
I feel like you're breaking up this family. And as I just want to say... Is mommy leaving because of something I did?
Well, I can assure you that I came from a broken family, so I am only repeating the sins of my forebears.
Oh, no. So that means if we have a kid, then it won't love either.
Correct.
No.
And it won't think it's that big of a deal
either. Was it our fault
or not? Just be like, whatever. I'm going to get on Tinder and find love that way. But I have had a blast with you, and it's been fun, and... Pete, you do your thing.
You're going up there to work in this.
That was the depth of my emotion. It's been fun.
It's
Bye.
Been fun. yeah. See you later. Who has the?
Okay.
Who has,
yeah. Come
all
on,
right.
God.
No, that wasn't me. I was.
I was
mocking
the,
John.
The ice princess.
Yeah. He's got the love disease over there.
You mean chlamydia?
So, yeah. That's it. No, but you're working rashy. In you're working basically in the kind of field you're in right now, right?
I sure
you're
am.
Be
it's
up
in
there
podcasting.
Yes.
I'm in the podcasting biz officially now.
So,
but I'm on the
you,
business development side.
When
so
did you take us along for the ride? Just putting that out there.
That is precisely what my plan
and,
was.
And you got
all
this
along.
Job by what means? Like, okay, let me narrow this down. Were we or were we not on your resume?
Oh, top of. the
okay.
resume.
Oh, I definitely got a call from an Indian woman who was like, what position did Kelsey have with you? I'm like, well, she worked with me. And she's like, okay, that's great. And what position were you with this company? And I'm like, I'm the host. She's like, no, what else did you do? I'm like, I designed the show. I came out.
I'm the president.
Yeah, and after
and CEO.
Five of these, this volleyballing, she's like,
and I make a gajillion dollars.
Would you say you're the owner? And I was like, yeah, I'm the owner. And she's like, okay, thank you.
Why don't you just
I said,
ask me that?
Like owner and founder or something really pretentious like that.
Owner, founder,
creator,
progenitor.
Yeah.
Papa. Genius.
So Peter may he be.
But the point is, I mean, she probably got the job.
Just,
and you should be congratulating us.
Yeah. No, thank you guys so much because honestly, I would be nowhere in life without this show.
That's all we ever wanted to hear.
Just be you in Arlington with Wonder Twink.
I mean, that's all we ever wanted to hear. You should be congratulating
our little adventures us. On Teddy Roosevelt Island, where
Whoa.
He gets mounted by some herons.
Oh, God.
Really?
Wow, we could film that and sell it to Gawker, Animal Gawker.
And no one would get sued.
Well, your only present today isn't just a weird key that I found.
What is this?
There's also a little something
else.
Right here. Token of our
is
appreciation.
Is that a trophy?
It is.
They got me a trophy. Oh, I love it. It's a little
I
microphone.
Know you would.
And it says, to all your hard work and reckless use of puns, Kelsey Butters Butterworth.
Oh.
Guys.
Yay. This Aww. Is so sweet. I'm going to get emotional.
Good.
That's the
That works well on
emotional.
Radio.
This is actually really adorable, and I'm going to keep this on my desk for now until eternity.
That was the plan.
So, yep. This
nice.
This is extraordinarily desk worthy.
You should have put the Pampas logo on it. Got us some
that was,
good FaceTime.
That was an extra $5.
Bring it up.
I'm probably going to get fired after I pretend to talk into
it will
too
start
much.
Stories, and then she can talk about us, because that's how she got the job in the first place, let's be honest.
For those on Periscope or YouTube, I'm holding
Look
it up
you.
Right now.
Look
Here
at
it
you.
Is. It's beautiful.
I love
and
it.
And now I'm going to pretend
so cool.
to talk into it while I talk into the real mic.
I just want to see you driving and talking into that. And then you can do a
Getting
Periscope of that.
Twin Peaks style. Diane!
I only made it. I haven't.
I actually got that reference.
Okay.
I got
good.
About four episodes.
See, I know things sometimes.
Well, I guess it's time we wrap this up. Not with Carly Simon, but the regular song. And hopefully we get one more episode with you. And you're like, damn right I'll be here one more time because you promised
damn
me a meal.
Damn right.
I'm yep. going to be okay. They have told me that they're taking me out to Vietnamese food, which is my favorite cuisine.
You
that
have
was,
to come back.
That was a mournful
sure
belch. That was in your...
Blah!
All right,
we
guys.
Lost her.
This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He's Pete Maybe, and she is Kelsey Buttersworth.
Butterworth.
There we go.
Nope. At least you spelled it right on the trophy.
There you go.
I have proof that you knew what my last name was at some point.
It's in papasbasement.com, the website. Go there every episode we've ever done. You can find us. We're all fairly Twitter active. I'm at Papa's Basement. He is at...
Pete Maybe.
There you go. And she
it's pretty
is...
easy.
At Is Butterworth It?
And also find us on YouTube. There's a ton of videos. Pete really busts his hump putting those up if you ever wonder where your government money is going. It's so Pete can sit around his office.
That's not that. True.
That
That's
was just
not true.
Me making a funny. Where did I ever get that idea from?
But if you guys are listening to this episode, we did start with the Periscope. And there
it.
Was a lot of... There's a lot of fun stuff at the beginning of that, and I'm going to put that YouTube up there, so if you
Bubble
guys want to check that out.
All right, till the next one. I believe we are out of here.
Peace out.
Say it again.
Peace out, homies.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way. had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.